Okay, so welcome everybody. We're about to try to do something a little ambitious, but let's see how we do. Again, the sefer that we're learning from, which you should have at least the first few days that I linked to the email. If not, as I'm talking, you could go grab it. Is the sefer Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, right? The 30 days before the Chag. We're going to see that in a minute on the top of the page. That's the first halacha. Of Hilchos Pesach, the 30 days before you start learning Hilchos Pesach, but it'll probably be a lot more beneficial if you have a copy of a Sefer. And again, I included the first couple of days in the email. Perhaps you should consider getting the Sefer if you don't have it already. The second thing is I would love to know who's out there listening tonight, but I'm not going to take the time to ask everybody. So looks like we have about 10 people at the moment. So maybe just send me a quick email with your name and the phone number you called in from so that I can put it in so next time I know who's here. Okay, otherwise we're going to get started. I'm going to try to really stick to the 15 minutes. And again, if you see the sefer before we start, you'll see on the top left it says Yom Echad Yudalat Adar Purim. That's tonight, I guess today. And in the middle of the, you know, 2.5 pages later, it shows you the marker. So we're going to, for the most part, try to stick to those. Again, we're only learning 5 days a week instead of 7. So we will have to see if we catch up or not. But again, even if we get through 20 of the days, I think we'll have accomplished a lot. And again, on days if it moves, I'll try to move a little bit, I won't necessarily stick to the days. Also, one other thing, in case you miss it, I will be recording the shiurim and linking them to a website which I'll make available. Okay, everyone ready? Let's go. I would suggest maybe taking some scratchy notes because we are going to move. One other last thing which I wanted to mention, you'll see very quickly, this sefer is written really in the order of the Shulchan Aruch with the comments of the Mishnah Berurah in very short format. There's a lot of halacha, not necessarily all of the reasoning behind everything, which is really, I think, our goal here, just to try to get to know the basics of what we need to know for Pesach. Of course, learning all the reasons for everything, that would be a separate limud and take a lot more time. Okay, limud Hilchos Pesach, the first halacha. Mitzvah kol yachid la'asoch b'Hilchos Pesach la'amid yom kodem l'chag. So we're all right here doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on every individual to learn Hilchos Pesach 30 days before the chag. U'matchilim yom perim atzmo. When we start from today, learn. Now again, lidrosh halacha Hilchos Pesach b'Shabbos HaGadol. There's a halacha of Shabbos HaGadol, which we'll talk more about down in the bottom of the page, but there's actually halacha that the drasha should be at least partially, if not, you know, the majority of Hilchos Pesach. The lo sagi b'drasha pilpul. It shouldn't be just with, you know, drush hashkafa or pilpul, you know, real analytical halacha conversations. It should be practical. Gam b'pesach gufa yish l'shova l'drosh b'Hilchos Pesach. Even on Pesach itself, it is appropriate to learn Hilchos Pesach. Okay, so we're all being mekayim the first mitzvah in Hilchos Pesach. Maos chitim. Now go beyamu hakadmon elitin chitim al kemach laniyah ha'ir letzarech kol yomei ha'pesach. Interesting halacha here, that in the original days, way back when, the minig was to give wheat or flour to the aniyah ha'ir for all the days of Pesach, up front, to give them everything that they would need for all the days of Pesach. U'bezmanezeh harbi noeg elitin maos. So today we don't give the actual flour, probably. We give them money. Aniyah ha'ir, who's that? Who's aniyah ha'ir? Hainu Ani hadar b'ir lamed yom. Any ani who's been in our city for 30 days or more. O shadaito l'hishtakei Hashem. Or even if he hasn't been here for 30 days, but it's clear that he's here to stay, he's planning on living here, so he's considered an ani for our city. We have to provide for him all of the money or food, literally, whichever one, for all the days of Pesach. L'shar aniyim, but if there are other aniyim who are just visitors, einos l'mechol tzarchei ha-Pesach v'vasachas. We're not obligated to give them all the days up front, even though they're visiting and they're poor. Rak b'chol yom nosten lehem l'oso yom. Rather, again, they're not as our responsibility because they're not living in our city, aniyei ir chakodem, and therefore we give them one day at a time. Of course, we have to provide for them, but we don't have to give them all the days for pay of, you know, all the money up front. Kol hadar b'ir lamed yom. Now, who is someone who has to, that talked about who's an ani that you would have to give. Now, who's considered a part of the city that you would be obligated to give? Meaning, you as the living person in the city. Kol hadar b'ir lamed yom. So if you're living in a city for 30 days, oshadayt elishtakei Hashem. So you moved in Erev Pesach, you still have to give to those aniyeh because you're now moving in, planning to stay here. Tarach litim oschitim. Kol achad afim amono. Everyone according to his ability. Afilu talmid chacham shapater mimisim mimasim. Even talmid chacham who is exempt from certain types of taxes. Tarach litim oschitim. He still has to give. B'nei ha'ir yichum lekafel zedzel litim. Interesting halacha. I'm not sure if this ever comes into play, but you're even able to, people in charge in the city are even able to somehow force people to give at least whatever is within their means. Okay. Kedushas Chodesh Nisan. There's a certain Kedusha to the Chodesh of Nisan. But Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hukum HaMishkan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day that the Mishkan was established. V'yud Beis Nisim Hikribu Karbonos V'yud Beis Hayamim Rosh Chodesh Ve'elach. And the 12 Nisim would give their special karbanos on each of the first 12 days. B'yom HaKarbon Shal Nasi HaYom Tov Shalo. And for that, each of those Nisim, that day, his day, was a yontif for him. The Chayin Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a yontif. And Pesach, of course. V'Ishu Chag. And the day after Pesach, all of those days have a Yomim Tovim. Right? Kevan Sherov HaKodesh. Have Kodesh. So since we have the majority, again, we have the first 12 days, and we have 13, and then we have 13th of Erev Pesach, and Pesach, all the days of Pesach, and the day after Pesach. So we basically have the majority of the Kodesh, which is Kodesh. Osen Kol HaKodesh Kodesh. And therefore, there's a certain element of Kedusha that the entire month keeps, since there's a concept. This, by the way, you might want to keep on the side of the paper. You'll tell me when we're done how many Kolam we have, but a couple of Kolam that will come out. So there's one, Rubo Kekulo is an interesting halachic principle that the majority is like all, and therefore, since the majority of the days have of Kedusha, therefore the whole month has Kedusha. So that's our first, overarching call. Rubo Kekulo, put that on the side of the page someplace. Lachei Eim Aspidin, B'chol Chodesh Nisan. Because it has Kedusha, we don't give Hespedim eulogies in Chodesh Nisan. Chutz Mechacham B'fanav. So there's a halacha in Hilchos Avelus and of Hespedim that we don't give Hespedim during certain times, and Chodesh Nisan is one of them. The only exception is when you have a Talmud Chacham and he is present, then out of the kavod for him and the kavod HaTorah, you do give a Hesped. But if the Talmud Chacham isn't present, right, you do not give a Hesped. So in general, we don't give Hespedim. Aim is Anan Shum Tainis, and you don't fast. Even on the day of a Yurtzeit, when a parent has passed away, if they passed away during Chodesh Nisan and there's a minog to fast on the Yurtzeit, we don't do that if it happens to fall out in Chodesh Nisan. Chutz mitanis chalom. So what are the exceptions? One, can you fast? So there's an interesting topic, not for now, called a tanis chalom, that you can even do during this month. Right, we're going to see in a minute, you can even do that on Shabbos. It's probably the only time other than Yom Kippur you can fast on Shabbos. And when else can you fast? Erev Pesach, denagu b'chorim lahisano. So we know there's a minhag of tanis b'chorim that they fast unless they go to some kind of, siyum. So otherwise, no fasting. There may be different opinions here, but it seems like the majority opinion is at least, but if anyone Amir Sashem gets married during the month of Nisan or in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you'll ask the Shaila, but it seems like many people have the custom not to, that you do fast. You do fast. This would be another exception. If it was the day of your wedding, even if it falls out on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we know Rosh Chodesh is often a time that you don't fast. So anyway, typically we're saying that you don't fast in Nisan because of the Kedusha, the exception being Tanis Chalom or the Tanis Bechoros and the possibility of the day of your wedding. Misha is Hanab Shabbos, Tanis Chalom. Okay, full detail, if you happen to fast the Tanis Chalom on Shabbos, so there's a halacha that if you do that, which you're allowed to, you have to do another day. So Yachol Liyashiv Tanis L'Taniso Melamachros B'Yom Rishon, Afilu Humosh Chodesh Nisan. So the makeup day, so to speak, it's not really a makeup because you already did fast. It's kind of an additional day that you fast. So that could happen during Nisan as well. Okay, the bottom line is Tanis Chalom, you're allowed to fast, and even the second day. Let's keep going. Gam in Omen Kamat Tfilos v'Chodesh Nisan. So because of this Kedusha, we don't say certain Tfilos. So Tachanun is something that we say in the morning in Shachris and in Mincha. So that is said right after Chazor HaShashat. If you're down with the Minyan, you'll know what that is. Tzidkas HaTzedek v'Shabbos b'Mincha. So Tzidkas HaTzedek is kind of the Tachanun for Shabbos. So that is also not said during the whole month. Yihi Rotzon Achor Kriyas HaTorah. And if you're in Shul during the week, after the leaning, Then there's a special Yehi Ratzon that is said, so that is also not said the whole month of Nisan. Haskaras Neshamas Chutz Miyom Achron Shepasach, and of course we don't say any Kel Malei Rachamims for those loved ones who have passed away. That's why if you're in shul these weeks during Mincha, they announce, I think next Shabbos will probably be the last time you can make a Kel Malei for quite some time. So Mincha will be a little longer Mincha, because there'll be a lot of Kel Maleis next Shabbos. Tzidik Adin, the Kiddush Acharav, and Tzidik Adin is part of a funeral process. So the Tzidik Adin and the special Kaddish at the end are also not said. So any funeral would be a bit shortened during the month of Nisan as well, because no eulogies and a couple of the little prayers are also not said. Tov B'Kos B'Nisan B'Chol Yom HaShanah Shalos, an interesting custom. I have not really seen so many people practice this. It's interesting. He says that during each day of the month of Nisan, it is best, it's proper, to read the few psukim in the Torah of that day's nasi, right, of his karbon. V'Yom Yud Gimel Likros Parshas Baloscha Ad Kain Asa as a menorah. Right, and then on the 13th, after you're done with the 12 days, to read that part. Okay, nice custom. Shabbos HaGadol. Interesting halachas here. So we know HaShabbos Shelefnei Pesach Nikra Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. Bivnei HaNesh Nasa B'Shabbos Zu, because of a special nes that happened. B'Shana Sheyatzu B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, on the exact year when the Jews were taken out of Mitzrayim. Kol Ben Yisrael Lakach Sel Pischo. Right, that was the day when everyone was supposed to take to prepare their korban for a korban Pesach. V'roha Mitzrim Shehem Ezamnim Atzam L'shchot Elohim. Right, and the Mitzrim saw that they were taking, their animals, which were their gods. V'loha Yerushalm Lomer L'ham Dover. But the Mitzrim, some nace happened, and the Mitzrim weren't able to say anything to us, despite that we were kind of, dishonoring them by preparing their gods to be slaughtered. So what's special? There's a minhag, an important minhag everyone should prepare for, that on Shabbos HaGadol, between mincha, after mincha, or I guess it could be sometime in the afternoon, it doesn't have to be after davening mincha, but I think that is the general practice, to say the HaGadol mi'avadim hayinu abachaper es kol avon oseinu, which is the big bulk of the Maggid portion, the fish as hischil ha'gu'ul v'hanisim, because that's the day of Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach, is the day when the Nes really began. Omrim HaGadol, afilu Shabbos HaGadol chal be'erev Pesach, so this custom is a good custom. Even if Erev, the first Seder, is Motzei Shabbos, you still should say it this afternoon before. Famous Machlokas, the Gra says not to do this. HaGra lo hayenahag lomar HaGadol b'Shabbos HaGadol mishum de'isa b'HaGadol yachomi b'od yom. Right, he says that you shouldn't, because the Haggadah specifically goes through the drushos of the psukim to show that you shouldn't be able to say it any time other than the night of Pesach. So how could you say it Shabbos HaGadol? So, interesting, if you anyone has the Siach HaGrid Haggadah, the Haggadah from Rav Soloveitchik, so he has a very nice, interesting explanation of that. Also, eventually I'm going to send you a link to the website where I'm posting these, so I have some of my Divrei Torah up there on the Haggadah, and I believe I wrote up that little explanation, so that's a good place to look. Okay, turn the page. B'dikas Chametz, how are we doing for time? We're going to get there. B'dikas Chametz, Chayav Adam Levar Kol Chametz Mishus Kodom LePesach. Right, everyone is obligated to destroy, to burn, well, I don't know, Levar, destroy, burn all the Chametz from his possession before Pesach. Mina Torah. So everyone follow this. This is a little bit complicated. Mina Torah Sagi B'Bitl. From a Torah point of view, really, all you have to do is Bitl, right, which is nullify it in your mind that you don't want to own it. Deshuv ein hachametz shelo ve'ein b'rishus. So it's not mine anymore. It's not in my possession. It's not mine. It might physically be in my possession in case I know of it, in case there is something there, but it's not mine. I'm denouncing any ownership. Mikol malkum chazal chashash shem lo yivato b'leiv shalom. But chazal were worried that even though mina Torah, really, you don't have to search for chametz, which is what we're going to start to talk about, or to burn it necessarily, I could just do bittul. But chazal were worried that if I wouldn't really do it with a full heart. Here I have a whole house full of, a lot of good chametz. I'm not going to really say that it's with a real heart that it's not mine anymore. It's a lot of money. Diari be'ene be'adam hafkem mamono. A person is, not ready to really do that. V'chein tiknu sheyivdok v'yivayar kol chametz. Therefore, they instituted that I have to check and get rid of it. Oh, Tom, another reason should take the bedika. Who? Another reason why I have to do bedika. Yishim shechashashu sheim eino mevara chametz. If I don't do it, ula yevo la'achol b'pesach. Then I'll find it during Pesach and accidentally eat it. The nose of the bedika. So those are the two reasons why Chazal instituted the chiyuv bedika. The nose of the bedika, in addition to it, tzarach gam levatel chametz. So we do both.
We do this bedika, but we also do bittel. Shemelo badak, because why do I have to do, if I already checked and got rid of everything, why do I have to bother with bittel and get rid of and nullify it? Shemelo badak yafa, maybe I didn't do such a good job checking. V'yimta bepesach gluska yafa, and I'll find some nice piece of food. V'yishem at, and I'll be, you know, hesitant to get rid of it. Kolam sheyisrafenu v'yavra v'yirov v'yimatzeh, and I'll end up violating, we'll get to these Yisurim later on, but hopefully we're all familiar with the pasuk of Balyumatzeh. It's not really, those are not the words. There's two psukim that talk about that the chametz should not be found and shouldn't be seen in your house. Two different Yisurim, right? So that's known as the Isur Balyurah Balyumatzeh. So what we're worried about is if I don't do bittul, then I'm going to find something and just delay before I get rid of it, because I'm going to say, how can I get rid of such a nice piece of chametz? And I'll end up violating Balyurah Balyumatzeh. Aval kevan shekarek bittul has a chametz shuv eino shoel veino overala. But since I've already been mevatel it, so it's not mine anymore. So I do bittul and I do bedika and get rid of everything, and then I'm in good shape. Zman habedika, both kemesa chametz below yedal nisan takeof achar yitzias hakochavim. So the right time to do it is two things. Number one, on the night of yedal nisan, and right after yitzias hakochavim by tzeis hakochavim. Both kemachar tzeis hakochavim mishum shehu zman shebnei adam mitzvim bevatayim. Why do we do it at that time? Because that's when people are around to do things. Umishum de belayla or haner meyer yafen. At night, the light will shine well, so we could see things. And I need a real candle so that I can get into the cracks and crevices of the house. We'll talk in the next couple of days about other possible things besides candles, flashlights, and so on, but we're not quite there yet. Preferably, I shouldn't check before the night of Yudal. We'll worry about later also if you're going away. Right now we're talking about you're not going away. Bidi Yevin and Badak below Yud Gimel. So let's say you did it the night before, the two nights, you know, the Yud Gimel, 2 days before Pesach. La'or haner, at night with a candle. V'lo hichnes sham chametz achachach, and then I didn't bring any chametz afterwards. Ein tzarich la'achzor levdok. So then technically I'm okay. Even though I shouldn't have, technically I'm okay. Machmer levdok lo yivarach. But if you want to be crazy and be machmer to do it tomorrow again, okay, but don't make another bracha. And Badak v'yom Yud Gimel, if I did it on the day of Yud Gimel, as opposed to the night. Before, just a second ago, we were talking about the night. If I did it by the day of Yud Gimel, so that's too early, afilu or haner tzarich la'achzor v'levdok. So then I have to go back and do it again, devalayla or haner yafel abdika, because at night is when the candle is going to work better, not during the day. Aval ein avarach, but I don't make another bracha, because sof kol sof, I did do it, I made a bracha. So the bracha, you know, because of suffix brachos, right, we don't want to take a chance. It's another klal put on the side of the page, which we all should know. Suffix brachos lahaka, once I've technically fulfilled the mitzvah, even though it's not the right way. So we're not going to make a bracha again, but you should go back and check again. Again, these are not things that we really, you know, in our days really worry about, because we tend to know to do them at the right time. I wrote to live the bracha yishtami shamim chametz kodem shivodik, and someone who wants to be such a tzaddik and be able to make the bracha again, right? Again, we're talking about a person who did a bedika on the daytime of Yud Gimel, which is too early. So we just said you shouldn't make a bracha. So if you want to be able to make a bracha, so go take some chametz into your house again, and then you can go check again. Okay, fine. Bizmanenu. Today, in our days, some people just put out the 10 pieces of bread, which we'll talk more about again in the next day or two. And that's all they do. They check for those things, pretty quick, padika. And they're somech on the fact that everybody cleaned the house well. And it doesn't sound like that's a great practice, but yesh amal v'smoch. But he's saying it's better to do that. But it's better not to do that, and I think we're going to talk about that again more. That's not really the proper minhag. The proper minhag is to check, you know, more thoroughly. Again, you don't necessarily have to spend 6 hours, but, you know, to spend a half hour, 45 minutes to really go through the house properly. And again, we're going to be discussing this more in the coming days. Okay, quickly, let's keep moving. What are you not allowed to do before the bedika? This may come up to some of the halachos that you might remember of what you're not allowed to do before lighting Hanukkah candles, because it's very similar. Chati shah kodem zman habedika, half hour before the zman habedika, asher lechol olasos malacha. You can't eat, you can't do malacha. Shami yamshech v'soch zman habedika, because as we know, we're all Jews, we're good at eating, and we're going to get so busy with our eating, we're going to forget everything. So, not allowed to eat, not allowed to do malacha. In hitchol kodem lechim ibo'od yom. But let's say, this is a half hour before, but let's say you started 2 hours before, you started a nice meal. So now, once a half an hour before comes, very important because we're going to distinguish, now you've reached a half an hour before, you don't have to stop. In a few minutes we're going to see, but when the real time to actually do the bedika comes, then you will have to stop. But right now we're talking about the half hour before the Zman Bedika. So if you started earlier, you don't have to stop. But inyan achila, what does it have to do with what do we mean by eating? Te'ima mu'etas mutaris, a small amount of eating, you know, a snack is okay. Te'ima miki kibeta shal paso harbei peros, he says a te'ima is considered up to a kibeta of pas. I don't know anyone who just eats a kibeta of pas, so I don't think that's going to be so realistic for us. Or a lot of peros, that's okay. Again, the snack is okay even if it's a mizono. So afilu echol mimenu harbei mutter, even if you're having a lot, imenu kovei olav, as long as you're not making a suda. So realistically, what this means is within the half hour before the zman of bedika, you shouldn't sit down to have a meal. But you don't have to fast. You're allowed to eat food. You have a lot of drink. You just shouldn't have a meal. Shtiyah mutter afilu harbei, and drinking is always okay. Aval mashka d'hamashker. But anything that's an intoxicating drink, that you should only have up until a kibetza. Okay, let's not worry about drinking anything like that. Lagabe malacha, what is malacha? Rak malacha ha-kavuos u-mavios l'dei pshia usuros. Right, so I'm not sure exactly how to define this, but it's, you know, malachos that are going to really, you know, preoccupy us, and they're going to take a, you know, take us away, that we might actually, you know, not come to do the bedika. Mutter l'mod shir halacha b'beisa medra, so you're allowed to have a shir in the shul. The halo yehem uchach b'vade level b'beisa v'yizka levdok, because everyone's going to know it's time to leave. So let's say again, there's man for the bedik. I'm just making this up. Let's say it's 7 o'clock, right? So you're allowed to have a shir that starts at 6:30 to 6:45, or till 7 o'clock. Everyone's going to go home right at the same time to do it. I will also lumo the pilpul, but you can't have like a pilpul, a real analytical conversation. Dilma asi lam shuchi, because again, maybe you'll get stuck in it and you'll keep going. Nechuk achronim mamut alumo beveso, you're allowed to learn at home, right? If you don't, it's not like we're in shul, everyone's going to leave on time, so you're allowed to. Sata machlokas. However, an important thing which is really a good call for this conversation, which we've mentioned, I believe, for Hanukkah too. Then bikesh la'achar she is kirenu kashiyavu hazman l'kol yama mutter. But if you appoint somebody to remind you that it's time, you know, when the time to come to check to do bedika is there, then of course you're allowed to learn. So we're not supposed to be sitting at home. Let's say it's later, and I mean it's Erev Pesach, so there's probably other things to do. But you don't have to sit around being mevatel, not doing anything, as long as everyone is set up to remind each other. Then really you should be okay to do certainly to learn. But now, that was all half hour before. Now, what about when the time of the bedika comes? Also, b'malacha l'achila. Now you can't do anything. You can't do malacha, you can't eat. Gami in lumo l'afil shir b'beis ha-medesh, you can't have a shir in shul. Ad she'yivdok until you check. Afilu im hitchol mi b'yom zman ha-heter, even if you started learning 3 hours before, right? Tzarech l'hafsik k'deish t'hizkayim ha-motzva b'ikr zman. You have to stop so that you can do the bedika at the right time. T'ahinu b'tchila salayla, right at the beginning of the night. T'ima mu'uta mu'etes mutter, but again, you don't have to fast. You're allowed to have a little something to eat. Aval afilu peros mutter sakavita. But now, it's really just a little bit, right? But even peros, even fruit, if you're having a lot, you can't do, only up to a kibetza. So, point is, once the zman for bedika comes, you shouldn't eat. But again, it doesn't mean you can't have a drink. It just means you shouldn't sit to eat. Misha noaglas paragraph. Misha noaglas palomarav bezman mu'ucher belayla. So, interesting. What comes first, this paragraph is talking about? Marav or bedika? Right, so obviously this issue applies to you if you are no hate to daven marav, so, or for men who have an obligation to daven marav. Misha noaglis hal marav is man mu'ucher b'layla. So someone who has a custom normally to daven marav later in the night, he has a minion, he goes to every night 9 o'clock. Yivdok v'zmanu b'teis hakol chavim v'spal v'zman sheragil. So he should, let's again, I'm just making this up, say that this man is around 7 o'clock for teis hakol chavim. The truth is that's not going to be such a far off time this year. It would probably be maybe a little bit after that, not too much. So that person should do the bedikah b'teis ha-kolchavim at 7 o'clock, and then he davens at a regular time later on. Mi yishinu eglis pal b'teis ha-kolchavim. Let's say you normally daven at teis ha-kolchavim. So then it's a machlokas. Nechug l'achronim im yesh lis pal ma'arav kodim b'bedikah mishum d'havi tadir. So some say you should daven first, because the principle, put this on the side, like some good principle, tadir v'she'inu tadir tadir kodim. Right, that which, when you have something to choose from, one is more, you know, it happens more frequently, and another thing that you have to do right now also, it's less frequent. So the tadir is kodem. So you always daven marav much more off frequently than you do bedikas chametz. So some say that that has the preference, and therefore, if you're, again, someone who's nohig to normally daven marav at seis hakol chavim should daven first and then do the bedika. But others argue, oh, and bedika kodemas dikers mano have miyad achar teis hakol chavim. Some say no. We don't apply tadir here because the ikr mitzvah of bedika should happen, the ikr hazman, which is at seis hakol chavim. The havikah mitzvah uveres, and that's the klal. The tadir, v'sheinu tadir, only applies when you have an equal choice in front of you. Do mitzvah A or mitzvah B, but you could do both of them. They're equal. It's just a question which gets preference. But others say that, no, that since the ikar's man is at teisach kolchavim to do v'dika, it's like a mitzvah uveres, it's like a passing mitzvah if you don't do it at the proper time. And therefore, again, for someone who's knowing to dava marav at teisach kolchavim, it would be better to do the bedika first and the avamayrav later. But of course, everyone agrees that if it'll be a tircha, it'll be hard for the chibur to get together later on, daven first. Right, many shuls for that reason originated with having a mincha and a marav, you know, right after each other for that reason, because it's hard to get people to come back. Baruch Hashem, today in our day, we could have minyanim all around the clock. So again, you should go based on what your normal practice is. V'chem yisharogel as pal b'tzibur b'chol yom. And let's say somebody who normally davens b'tzibur every day, aval hayom, whom is pal b'veso, but today, for some reason, he's davening at home. Did I say that right? Normally he davens b'tzibur, and tonight, for some reason, he's davening at home. V'aday is pal kodem. So for him, for sure, he should daven first. Hatam, who the reason is, mishum sheyish chashash, sheyish kach les pal l'gamri. Because it's possible that since he's not in shul doing his normal thing, and he's at home, so he might forget to daven completely, and therefore he should daven first. Kevin sheino rugel es pal v'eso. Right? Since he's not accustomed to davening at home, he might forget, and therefore he should daven first, and then do the bedika. And with that, we conclude our first day. I'm going to unmute everybody so that we can take some questions if there are.